Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's show. I'm so excited about the topic. I'm excited about every single topic, but today it actually holds very dear to my heart. We're going to talk about cravings today. So you may or may not know me. My name's Diane Solano. I'm an orthomolecular nutritionist. Yes, it's a mouthful, but I've been doing this wellness industry for 20 years, and I'm so passionate about helping people unlock their own innate healing potential. You see, our bodies are so amazing. And we have these beautiful cells that if we just know how to tap into our bodies, give them the tools they're looking for, open up those channels of healing, we can literally become the best versions of ourselves. So our show, every bi-weekly, we're doing this. Join us every 2 weeks because we're bringing on guests that have wonderful strategies and really great tools and tips that you can use today and start implementing that into your life to become more empowered, stronger, more focused, to become the best version of you. So for today's show, you're going to be very excited. Get a pen and paper out because Natalie Morse is a wealth of knowledge. She's a pharmacist that's now dived into the field of functional medicine. So she understands that conventional medical model world and has expanded it into the natural world. So she's great at bridging the gap. But what I love about Natalie is that, you know, we had this great conversation on all the programs that she does, but one topic that I thought was really cool to really have a discussion around is cravings, because as she helps people with metabolism and helps people with their hormones and does all those wonderful things, if you can't get those cravings down right, you're in big trouble. So Natalie Morse is, like I said, a pharmacist who's bridged into functional medicine. She's passionate about rebooting your metabolism, helping your hormones. She just launched her book called Crush Your Cravings. And with no further ado, I'm going to bring on Natalie Morse. Natalie, welcome to the show. Thank you for being
here. Thank you, Diane. So excited to be here on the show. I'm just, when you told me about like what you're doing with the show, it was so exciting. A new way and a new venue to reach out to people and help them get this message that we can heal. We can heal our bodies. And there's so many ways that we can do that. So thank you so much for having me as a guest. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm excited too. And you know what I love about your story is you started off as a pharmacist. I remember 20 years ago when I was in nutrition school and I had a pharmacist walk through the door and I'm like, wow, it's so cool you're here. Because sometimes, you know, either people are in either camp, but if you can't bridge the two, you're losing a lot of powerful tools there. And she was like, you know what, I just don't know very much about vitamins and minerals. And I'm an owner of a great drugstore, but I don't know what to tell people. And I want to get educated. And I thought, how powerful is that? Can you share your story about how you started off in pharmacy, but then you jumped into the natural world? So we can just maybe open up some eyes and ears on listeners today that might be joining us.
Well, I would say my dive into the natural world was always for myself initially. And I was at the time where I really dove in, I was doing triathlons. You know, hey, let's even go back before that. As soon as I got pregnant, right? As soon as I got pregnant with my first son 13 years ago now, that's was like, oh my goodness, I'm growing this child inside me. What do I need to do to grow this child? You know, water the seed. What do I need to give them to lay the soil down? So that's where I really started diving into nutrition. Right? What should I be eating? That's kind of where we all start, right? It's like, okay, what should I be eating? Because that makes sense. And then as life evolved and I started doing triathlons, I'm like, okay, I just had a lot of demands on my body. I needed to make sure I was fueling it properly. And I didn't know this, right? So despite the fact that I'd gone to university for 7 years and smart person, always learning stuff, there was so much I didn't know how to actually optimize my body function to do the things I wanted to do. To do the things I was passionate about and the things I wanted to have energy to do. So that's where I really dove into it. And the tradition where it really went from the career-wise, like in pharmacy, and once I started learning and putting things into practice for myself and my family, is where I saw the shift and the gap between pharmacy of managing a disease and managing someone's symptoms to, oh my goodness, we can actually heal things. And we can actually reverse the clock. And that was things I was not told before. Yeah, we talked about, you know, vitamins and, you know, when we'd work out plans in school, it was like, yeah, mention diet and nutrition, but that, like, that was it. If you said, mention diet and nutrition, like, check, done. We're like, oh my goodness, this is like, there's so much potential here that we're not tapping into. And then when I started to see the power of that, that's where I really got really, really excited about how we can do this and how we can work with clients to actually heal them and actually help them actually improve their life.
And that's exactly it. You see, our bodies are designed to thrive on nutrition. And you nailed something. You said managing versus actually feeding its genetic potential that already exists. Food has been around for thousands of years. We got to feed our bodies. That's how they tick. That's how they move forward. And that's going to segue into our conversation around cravings, because cravings have a fundamental basis to why they happen and where they come from. Can you talk to us about that today?
If you're having cravings, number one is it's a sign. It's the canary in the coal mine. It's the knock on the door that something needs help. Something needs attention. Something's not being addressed and your body is off of balance if you are getting cravings. And at the root of it, there could be a nutritional deficiency, right? Like, there could be something like that. And a lot of times it's an opportunity that you are missing in your day-to-day to manage that and preempt that craving. So if you're getting cravings, it's a sign that something's off. Your day-to-day is off. Your nutrition is off as a whole. Your stress is off. Your sleep is off. So many things. And it's, are you willing to open that door and look into why, not only like why you're having cravings, but what you're craving?
So if I'm on the show, I'm going to pretend like I'm one of your clients and say, you know what, Natalie, I can't stop eating sugar. And by the way, that I'm a recovering sugarholic.
Yeah.
That was my story. I ate so much sugar, I threw my hormone balance off completely and gave myself PCOS. Yes, that can happen, everyone. It depends on your biochemistry. And in some women, you can actually push certain hormone buttons. What would you do in a case like that? What would you say? What kind of tools and tips for somebody today going, you know what, I want to start figuring this out. What can I do?
So number one, especially when it comes to sugar cravings, is what do we need to do to balance your blood sugar levels, right? So that's where we start. And we start with the fundamental strategies of control, right? So when it's like blood sugar is out of control, it's like, you know, at a greater level, when we realize that we don't have control over certain parts of our life, it's like, okay, so let's put something in that we can control. Can you control 5 minutes of your morning? Can you control half hour of your morning? If you can start your morning with some measure of control in that first half hour, that first hour, you're going to set your day up better. All right. So it's like, are you drinking your water first thing in the morning? What are you eating for breakfast? Are you eating breakfast at an appropriate time? Usually that's the number one. We're not eating the right foods, not getting enough protein. People are going to breakfast convenience foods or really high carbohydrate sugary shakes. And it sets the day up for the roller coaster ride of sugar going up and down, which just doesn't make sense. So if we can control your morning, and we know if we, most people have like pretty much the same breakfast day in and day out. So we can get your morning dialed in. One, we're starting your day off on a much better space.
Okay. So let's start the morning right. What would you recommend that someone can try, you know, to say, mm-hmm. okay, I just want to kick off my day stronger. And you're right. The minute you start it off right, you want to continue that momentum. And I always believe that if people are having fun, if they're feeling empowered about making a better choice, then they're already feeling good. And we change under extreme pain, the diagnosis, the loss of the job, the breakup, or we change under extreme pleasure, you know, being in love. How many of us are now motivated to go to the gym or lose the weight when we meet someone, you know, really fabulous. So, you know, it's the extreme that drives us sometimes. And you know, so starting it off right is key, but what would you recommend that someone can start eating or avoiding or to kind of just set the day right and not have to deal with that?
Yeah. So number one, everyone should, first thing they wake up, drink 500 mils of water, 2 cups of water, get that body hydrated so your brain can function for you, right? That's number one. So do that even before you have your coffee. So it's like, I have my 500 mils of water. First thing I wake up, usually have some meditation time in there as well. And then I have coffee, right? So number one, again, when I was looking at ways to, what are things that people can do day in and day out that are the, you know, can be the little things, but can really move the needle. And most people are like, I have coffee with cream and sugar. your blood sugar is out of control and we're putting like a teaspoon or two of sugar in your coffee first thing in the morning. I drink a specific coffee that's organic, helps keep my inflammation down, helps control my cravings, helps with my detox. And because it's so good and it's not acidic, the palatability of it, it's like you don't need anything in it. And I've switched people over to it and they're like, and I'm like, just try it. But I always have cream and sugar. No. Like, just try it. Right. Try this. And they're like, oh, I can have that black on its own. Right. Because we've made a switch to a higher quality product right away. We're removing the sugar. Right. So they're starting their day with 2 teaspoons less sugar than they normally did. Plus we're putting in a really high quality product that they can do every day. It's easy. They enjoy it. And they're starting their day with the mindset, right? The mindset piece of like, okay, I've done something healthy to start my day off. Right. So that's like the big thing that I do. Water first thing, then my healthy coffee before I do anything else.
Beautiful. And we'll talk about maybe what the rest of the day looks like. But while you're talking about that healthy coffee, I'm going to bring that one up. By the way, the healthy coffee that Natalie's mentioning is Reishi infused coffee. So there are many companies now that are understanding if you put the health in the habit people know, love, and do, and we actually increased and bettered your coffee intake by alkalizing it and increasing its nutritional value. By the way, I've seen many people actually reduce cravings just feeding their body this particular type of coffee or this particular type of Reishi. The company that we've chosen, and I say we because a lot of us practitioners are really passionate about having great tools, is a company called Organo. They have the world's best leading quality Reishi in their coffee, but it tastes like coffee and it is real coffee. That's the key. If it doesn't taste good, people are not going to do it. If it's not simple, people are not going to do it. So you literally get a sachet. I actually have a few teas and coffees in front of me. Funny. Wasn't planning on that. And what you do is you just add hot water, but inside is the nutrition that you're looking for. And your body actually gets fed in a way that it's not actually having the cravings that it has, but you just hit something really key there. You know, starting off with a lot of the water, hydration, not kicking it off with sugar right away sets the day right. So now if someone has started off that way, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock rolls around, it's lunchtime. Maybe then they start having that little hit for sugar, looking for it. What do you recommend? And again, this is a quick, it may or not work for you, but it's worth trying. And of course, Natalie does have a free ebook that goes into more tips, more specifics, but let's talk about the one I've heard, which is cravings for carbs and sugar. That's usually the biggest one.
And I think a big thing, thank you for bringing it right into lunch, is I think a big thing is like most women don't eat enough fruit, right? So they're like afraid of sugar that's in fruit. And that's the biggest game changer I've seen when I'm like really encouraging women, like you need to have fruit at lunch and supper, right? So we have a really good balanced meal, vegetables, protein, and finish it off with fruit. And then your body's satisfied. Right. So we're using like nature, we're using the beautiful bounty that is putting that into our body, and we're fed sugar in that natural state, along with the fiber in it and the water in it and the other minerals that are in that. You leave your meal satisfied and you're not stuck looking for something else. Cause I'll notice that myself, if I don't have my fruit right after in a little bit, I'm needing something more. And that's where, if you don't have a plan, that's when you're like, oh, maybe I'll just grab a chocolate bar, or maybe I'll grab a handful of crackers or something like that. It's like, have the fruit with the meal. And that's been the big game changer for my clients, is having that planned out as part of their meal strategy and nourishing your body with the real food. And another thing that, you know, going back to like the coffee and the ingredients in it and how it can help with cravings, right? So you're like, how does this help with cravings? Two key factors that I see. We crave things when we're under stress, and we crave things when we don't sleep well. Because when we're tired and groggy, our brain can't function well, we don't make good decisions. And what I find over and over again, when people start putting Reishi in their body can calm down into a different state, especially if they're doing some of these other things we're working with. I work with my clients, never just one thing, right? It's like, what do you need? But when their body can relax a little bit, we know stress is a huge driver for cravings for most people. So the benefit of their body being relaxed a little bit is huge. And then a lot of people tell me they sleep better. they sleep better as soon as we're balancing their blood sugar. And as soon as we're putting good nutrition into their food, they sleep better. And we know sleep affects your hunger, right? If you don't sleep well, you're going to be hungry. If you don't sleep well, you're going to make poor decisions throughout the day. So that's the other really kind of cool things and mechanisms that putting this good stuff into your body can help reduce cravings over time.
So true, Natalie. I remember in my early 20s, I was a sugarholic. That's what actually drove me into this industry, was I ate so much sugar. Like I said, I saw all the best specialists around the world that were hormone specialists. Nobody could figure out why I wasn't having menstrual cycles. I was just, you know, losing hair. I was breaking out to acne. It was bad. And every type top gynecologist in North America and in South America, yes, I traveled the world and asked different experts, all said the same thing, take birth control pills for the rest of your life. And I felt intuitively, I don't feel that's right. And it was my first mentor that said, Diane, write a diet diary, write down everything you put in your mouth for 1 week. Don't do anything different. And let me see it. And I showed it to him a week later. And he's like, sugar, sugar, carbs, sugar. You don't have protein. You don't have essential oils. You don't have what it takes to make hormones. You want to build a house? You need brick. You need mortar. You need nails. You need plaster. You need building blocks to make hormones, just like you need building materials to build a house. You don't have what it takes to make hormones. And I was like, oh my God, somebody turned on the light. How could I not know this? And that's when I realized the power of nutrition and the power of eating certain foods will turn on certain lights and turn off others. So you just really nailed on something. When I decided to get off of sugar, cold turkey, I replaced it with fruit. I said, you know what? I went home. I threw away the jam. I threw away the juice. I threw away the cookies. I threw away the candy bars. I threw away the crackers. And I committed to protein. I committed to essential oils. I committed to, if I got a craving, I would indulge in strawberries or blueberries. And wow, after a month commitment, what a difference. I could never go back to that level. In fact, when I have a piece of dessert, because I'll treat myself from time to time, a scoop, a spoonful, good enough. I'm satisfied. My body doesn't want anymore. It's actually almost disgusted because I changed that wiring pathway. And, you know, those strategies that you're sharing are so key, but you have to want it. You have to want it. It's all made in the decision. And then having the strategies, which Natalie will walk you through. So Natalie, outside of carbs and sugar, which were the most common ones that I saw and the ones that I was around, what other big cravings do you see out there? I know alcohol is one of them, but what else do you see? Or maybe you can share a little bit of light for anyone else that maybe doesn't relate to the carbs and sugar. Maybe it's salt cravings, which I see a lot of as well.
Yeah, salt cravings would be like the number two. It's like most people, it's sugar or it's salt. They kind of fall into two camps. So I tend to see, again, these are generalizations, right? But I tend to see that the people craving more the salty, it's really, especially the women specifically, like their adrenals are just shot. They're so overstressed. And again, they're just missing key nutrients, right? Like very basic minerals and stuff that people aren't supplementing with. That's why they're going to the salty type of foods. And at the baseline of it, you mentioned something really important there, Diane, after you did like committed to a month, is that most people have no idea how good their bodies can actually feel. And until you allow yourself to go to that space, and yeah, it's going to be a little bit of work. It's going to be 4 to 6 weeks of work and commitment to it. But once you allow yourself to get to that space where your body feels so good, you know, instantly notice the difference when you put that other food in your mouth. And I still love my dessert. I absolutely love my desserts. But one of the things is like, I only did this recently. I only did a couple months ago, but I completely broke myself of my addiction to chips. Cause for me, chips was one of my addictions. And how I did it was, you know, doing the things we're talking about, but I had a couple of days completely to myself where I was like, you know what? I'm going to do everything to make myself feel good. And I went to the beach and I journaled and I drank water. Like I just did everything I could to take care of myself. It was just a complete me day. And then what happened that evening is my son had his birthday party on the weekend. So there was like some chips left over on the counter and I wasn't even hungry. It was like 8 o'clock at night. I wasn't even really hungry, but they were there. And I was like, I'll have a couple, right? And as soon as I put it in my mouth, I could feel my energy drop. And that's in that moment, but it was only because I let myself get to a place where I felt so good that you can notice the difference. And so people listening to this, they might think like, I have no idea how that can be, but you can get yourself to that point where you instantly notice. And most people will admit, like, if they've had a couple glasses of wine and they've been munching with chips with their girlfriends, they know they don't feel good the next day, but they haven't given themselves permission to actually feel really, really great.
Again, it goes down to that extreme, right? It's either extreme pain that's going to make you change or extreme pleasure. And there's so much pleasure in self-love to go and load up your cabinets with beautiful foods that you know are going to nourish you. Load up your cabinets with beautiful supplements. Start off your day. One thing I often did with individuals, and I still recommend people do it today, is write down everything you got to put in your mouth. If you have a pen and paper at the kitchen and you're committed to saying, you know what, I want to shift, I want to change, I want to feel great, I don't need this in my life anymore, write everything down that you're doing, kind of like a financial, you know, accountability partner. You would do the same thing with food. And when I've done this myself, Natalie, and I still do it sometimes, I'll write down going, you know what, I'm not going to put that in my mouth because I don't want to see it on my list. And you'd be surprised how many people say, well, I don't do that often. But then when I ask them to write it down, they realize how often they are actually dabbling into that specific food, whether it's sugar, whether it's chips, whether it's wine. Those are usually the ones. But bottom line is bodies don't lie, and they're usually asking for something more. So like Natalie said, if you're stressed, it's because it's trying to bring up those hormones that are going to calm you down. Carbs and sugar can start to unlock that in a way that's unhealthy for you. And when you have supplements like reishi-infused coffee beverages, like reishi-infused teas, like, you know, I don't know, supplements that are going to feed your brain and body, calm down that nervous response, that's when you're going to feel better. You're going to start feeling that self-love again. You're going to be proud of you. And ultimately, it's going to start melting away just like a snowman does in the summer. So anything that you want to share in closing thoughts, Natalie, and where can people find this ebook and where can they find you? Where maybe somebody wants specific questions or wants to ask you something or work with you, where can they find all that?
Perfect. I'll give everyone one more, all the listeners, one more tip, because you talked about with writing it down. It's like, yes, what gets measured gets managed. And one thing I talk about in the ebook is about meal planning, right? And it can be a pain, but if you meal plan, so if you sit down, whenever it is on Saturday, write what you're having for the week, then guess what? During the week, you don't have to think about food as much. Because when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's like every day, what am I going to have for dinner? What am I going to have for dinner? You're stuck spinning. And it's sometimes like, ugh, either don't have the energy or it's just easier to order the pizza. But when it's done and you don't have to think about it and you don't have to think about food 24/7, because you're always planning your next meal, it's already done. You get out of the space where your life is revolving around the food.
I love it.
And that's a very powerful place where you can be in that space where it's not controlling your life, your day 24/7.
Let's do it. Let's do it, guys.
Yeah, perfect.
Start journaling it. Make it happen. Make the decision. Make it happen. Natalie, where can they find your book?
Yeah. So my ebook that Diane has mentioned is, you can find it at my website. So it's metabolicresetnow.com/crush-cravings. So if you go there, you can get instant access to the ebook. And then the best way to find me is on social media, Facebook at Natalie Morse, or at Instagram. It's Natalie Morse, M-O-R-S-E, C-F-M-P. Those are the best ways that people could connect with me if they have questions about this and need links to the Crush the Cravings Guide, the new ebook that's out, and any information about some of the great tips and strategies that we've talked about today.
There you go. Thank you for joining us, Natalie. Now everyone knows you've been blessed with an amazing life. Go get the ebook Natalie just put in the chat. We'll have that up as a link. And what you're going to want to do is make the decision to have a better, powerful life. It starts with you. You are your best health advocate. That's how this works, right? If you feel good, you can go out into the world and become the best potential that you are, whether you're a teacher, stay-at-home mom, CEO, it doesn't matter. There's something you're passionate about. And if you're not feeling well and cravings are challenging you from being your best, well, make a decision to get rid of them, get healthier, get stronger. This is your body, your vehicle to be the best version and empowered you ever. So jump on the link, get the ebook, understand how you tick, connect with Natalie, ask questions, get on the coffee. Guys, I'm telling you, the best way to start making quick changes that I've seen Are people just replacing what they already know, love, and do with something that's more cost-effective? Hello, more cost-effective than a drive-through coffee that's going to nourish your body, that's going to actually help with the cravings and a million other things. You've heard my guest speaker speak about how it's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, pH neutral. The list goes on and on, but the best part, it's guilt-free and it's delicious. So stick around. We'll have a quick 3-minute commercial on the coffee. If you're interested in trying the coffee, Natalie has access to this fabulous coffee. You can find her and send her a message. If not, you can watch our commercial. Go to newbodynewlife.myorganogold.com, sponsoring this show, and make it a powerful life. Make it a powerful decision to make changes. You are your best health advocate, and that's what this conversation is all about. Not here to do anything else but to empower you. Thank you, Natalie, for joining us. Thank you for spending these 30 minutes in educating everyone. And hopefully you guys are going to make some great decisions, take some quick action, start writing things down. You know, with this, bodies don't lie. So if we're accountable for ourselves, we have a wonderful, beautiful life. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Again, we'll have our next best guests around the world sharing powerful tools that you can implement every other week on Fridays. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.